Welcome back to the Did You Know Show. Brent Hesse along with Noah Cassidy today for our Did You Know Show on the day before 4th of July. We won't have Did You Know Show tomorrow, but then we'll be back on Wednesday. Noah, how are you doing? You got a good fact for us today?
Yeah, I kind of, you know, it is 4th of July, and a big present we got, you know, from France was the Statue of Liberty, yes. Right? So I kind of have another Statue of Liberty. I did one before about how the torch of the Statue of Liberty isn't the original pieces anymore because an explosion had happened and it blew some pieces off it and actually was rebuilt.
Gotcha.
So, I mean, I guess I actually did know this. I just never thought about it. Did you know that the Statue of the Liberty is no longer its original color?
Yeah, it's probably been rusted a little bit.
Right. Originally, what it come to us is?
I don't know.
Copper.
Okay.
It was a copper statue. So it was just a big old brown copper color.
Yeah.
And now we got this green.
Yeah.
And it makes a lot of sense because you think about it on pennies, when pennies are super old and they get that green film or whatever on it. And that's what the Statue of Liberty is now. That's why it's that color, because it's the copper has not deteriorated, has created the film on it.
Right.
Which is actually a good thing because it actually preserves the copper itself. So it's actually like a protective shell that's on the Statue of Liberty. Now, we have had people recently talking about, let's go clean it off and get it back to its bronze look. But it's so iconic now for it to be the green color that the vote has not passed yet. Mm. They're like, no, let's just leave it like it is, because it's just what everybody knows the Statue of Liberty to be now, right, is this green lady and not this big bronze lady.
Yeah.
But yeah, so that's pretty cool. The Statue of Liberty was originally a brown copper tint, not this green that we know it as.
How about that? And very good timely fact here on this 4th of July weekend.
Yep.
So look at you, Noah. You got a good one for us today. I've got a pretty interesting one, I think. You know, people always mention what came first, the chicken or the egg.
Okay,
well, how about this one? What came first, the library or the book?
That's actually, I mean, a library is full of books, so I guess the book would have to come
first.
Well,
it's actually the library. The library was invented before books. Libraries predate books because back in ancient times, they did not have books, but they were able to put a lot of other sort of collection of information and human knowledge into one.
Oh, I guess like
together.
Scrolls,
right,
and
so
stuff
was,
like that back,
yes,
then.
Clay tablets at first, and cuneiform, which was the oldest writing system in the world. So it was kind of like a local library where it has a bunch of information, but it wasn't
just
in
books.
It was in different things. So yes, the library came before the book.
Library before the book. That's I mean, I guess now you think about it, it makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
But the original question, you're just like, well, a library has books, so the book would have to come
right
first. But I guess that makes sense.
There you go. Well, that's a Did You Know for us today on this Monday. Thanks for your fact about the Statue of Liberty,
no problem,
Noah. And then we'll be back on Wednesday. So everyone have a happy and safe 4th of July, and we'll see everyone for Did You Know Show on Wednesday.